Hi, it's Sean Haynes with the Ag Center giving you a quick weekly update on commodity prices here in California. Dairy prices continue to slide on worries of overproduction both in the cheese and butters markets as these cows kind of recover from bird flu last year and herd just gets better at production. These guys are getting better at milking cows. Butter volumes have been not really pushed up yet. Inventories, cold storage year over year down, but EU prices have been shrinking, getting closer to rise as they have also an increase in production on their end. And these anticipated increase in volumes, they're worried about, you know, oversupply versus demand, and the prices are being reflected accordingly. Same thing on the cheese side. You get extra cheese plants back east. This overproduction coming on as far as the dairy cattle are concerned. EU price shrinking again, which was the market we were exporting to. See this export disappearance coming. That spook in the market and causing everybody to push down their forward curve price expectations of both cheese and butter, which is pushing the dairy price down. We're looking at $15.25 to $15.50 prices for October, November, which is the worst month. Average price for the next 6 months, about $16.20. It's getting compounded by some other issues I'll get to in a second. On the other side, forage prices still staying about the same, about $2.50 to $2.90 for test hays of varying degree in the valley. Dry cow hay about $180 to $200 per ton. Silage prices kind of all over the board. $38 is kind of the cheapest up north, down to about $62 to the most expensive down south in the field. A lot of late season silage is getting bought fairly cheaply though, as guys are kind of worried about actually selling the crop, and some guys are taking opportunities there. Hull price is about $75 to $85 in the north market. $95 to $105 in the south market. Been pretty consistent. They fluctuating up and down a little bit, but not a whole lot. So feed prices continue to stay cheap on the dairy side. Beef on dairy cross calves, $14.50. Bull calves on the Holstein side, $900. And then beef cross on Jersey calves, about $8.50. Market's still strong for those animals. Still a scarcity of supply. Still the same issues with screwworm and the issues with Brazil coming in on having export restrictions there with the tariff. So I don't see any near-term relief coming on that side. On the other side, nut prices, we were about the 290 to 270 range for almonds between, you know, cows through nonpareils. That's fallen off about 10 to 15 cents and holding. A lot of sellers came into the market trying to clear their crop. The buyers saw that and backed off a little bit. I still think it's going to recover as this crop continues to come in shy and sharp, short from what expectations were. Pistachio prices finaled out for last year at $2.40 for 2024 crop, with Wonderful saying that the 2025 crop should land in the 250 to 280 range with all bonuses paid, etc., which is really good for that size. A lot of that's coming off the fact that they're going to see a smaller crop than expected with increased to solid demand on the backside. Walnuts, no real news yet, except for the fact that the expected crop's a little bit higher than last year, about 18%. But export volumes of walnuts have weighed down about 60% in some segments from year over year. That doesn't speak well to prices coming in where guys are needing about 75 cents to 80 cents to break even. It looks like it may be below that, but we'll see. Beginning of the year looked a lot more hopeful. On the last piece of news I've got, just talking about the CDI, which is California Dairies Incorporated. It's a large co-op here in the state of California, controls most of the milk here as far as total volume goes. Came out this week and is charging all their producers $2.50 per hundredweight starting this month through the end of the year. And it'll probably continue in some way, shape, or form or another through most of next year. The plant's made some kind of hard decisions making this new bottling plant they did south out, which hasn't really come on as expected. Really didn't hedge themselves on butter and cheese like they should have. And the butter market, cheese markets fell out from underneath them on the cash side. Between those two things, I think they just got short of capital and going to the members for it. That's going to put a real hard push on these guys. They're going to be really bleeding red for the next 3 to 4 months. And that's going to affect vendor relationship as well. So that's kind of what we're watching. I don't think it's fair. I think it's a continuing problem with co-ops as far as how they're governed and what expectations are for them and how what they're able to get away with. And hopefully these dairymen can kind of call those guys up and hold new account for it. Thanks.